land of myths and legends. The United Kingdom is a highly spiritual land that traces its history back to the ancient Celts, the Saxons, and the Norns. Made up of England, Wales, Scotland, and Northern Ireland, the United Kingdom is a political entity today that is home to a modern and cosmopolitan population that comes from all over the globe. Encompassing the historical and vibrant city of London, and the lush, gentle terrain of the south, to the more rugged highlands of Scotland in the north, and the emerald green of Northern Ireland, the United Kingdom continues today to be a land of magic and enchantment. British citizens are beloved for their humour, polite manners, and diplomatic spirit. As a people, they are recognised for their initiative in discovery, exploration, and in scientific pursuits. The English language has enriched the world's chorus with a wide variety of expression and a wealth of literature. The language of these small isles has spread throughout the globe and become an international vehicle of communication. The British today have the same longing and passion for the truth as did the Knights of the Round Table in search of the Holy Grail. In ancient times, this thirst moved truth seekers to undertake pilgrimages and seek the wisdom of Druid elders. The same spirit moves the truth seekers of today to search out the adepts of our age. Thus, with sincerity, they invited Supreme Master Ching Hai to share her words of wisdom. She has accepted their invitation and visited the United Kingdom on several occasions. Today, we present the discussion, Bringing Love to Europe, between Supreme Master Ching Hai and our association members, which took place in Norfolk, England, in June 1999.
When we heard that you will come in Ljubljana, before we were prepared to go to Basel because it was the first time we could see you, you know, in Europe, mm-hmm. and we waited for so long, and then suddenly Ljubljana, and when you were there, nobody allowed himself to go to searching for you. We were just so happy to feel the holy atmosphere all over the Slovenia.
Yeah,
it was.
It was nice. Everybody enjoyed it. Yes. Not that not allowed to search for me, but I have said that I take care of myself, you know? Take care of myself. I book my own ticket, go my own hotel. It's very simple. I want to concentrate this time. I want to do my stuff before the lecture. Yeah? It's not just go on and talk. There's some preparation to do. Yeah? Quiet preparation. And after that, I need to prepare for the next. So I couldn't afford to let you handle me this time. A bit too much stress for me. Yes. Because no matter how loving you want to take care of me, we have different liking, yeah? And different timing, so it's okay. Also, this time is very rushing. Everybody is busy. I want everyone to concentrate on the lecture and the preparation and their job. So I have told them not need to worry about me. I will be just one of them, take care of myself. So I did. Yeah? It's not that you're not allowed to look for me. I want to get on with my program, with my intended activities, all right?
We didn't want it that anybody could come and disturb you,
no,
wherever you are.
It's all right.
It was so special.
It's okay. But I had to drive the car from the airport because there was no taxi, remember? Yeah. But I let your car be used by other initiates because I know a lot of people coming and they needed more. So I rented a car,
good.
A stick shift car, and I never drive stick shift in my life. It was so scary. I stopped many times on the highway and I said, Jesus, you have to drive really? It was scary. But I managed to go in the city, stop in front of the hotel, got a room, okay. Yeah.
I have to take some very important decisions, and when I'm looking how you do it, oh, that is something what I really I'm trying to do now.
What?
Now I try to at the seaside of Slovenia to guide one center for young people, information and consultory young a center for young people. So now I'm going my own life, and I'm very happy to see how you managed. And it is just that you said before, you just choose to go
your own road.
You are born alone, you will die alone, so why?
But I am already alone.
Pressed.
That's a different thing. And you are not alone, so you go on with your situation. Sometimes, the companies of other people will also strengthen your faith and determination. It helps in different way, you know? Just, I'm in different situation. Anyhow, just be content with your situation, okay? If it's good, don't change it. You will regret. Sometimes the things we try to avoid are the things that we chase after us, you know, all over the planet. Just be cool. Huh? Whatever comes, accept it. Whatever goes, goodbye. Huh? Oh, take it easy. Yes. Because sometimes God arranged for you to have this man as your husband or your companion. Even you try to run away, later you bump into somebody else, it's worse. Yeah. It's really like that. And meditate as much as you can. But just do not say that because I run around alone, you all have to do the same. It doesn't bring you nowhere. It's not by being alone that you become a saint. Yeah? Just by accepting whatever your situation, you can train yourself to be more patient, more loving. Because actually you don't know. Sometimes the opposite qualities stay together, and because of the challenge, the pressure of these opposites, it breeds another third kind of phenomena. And this is sometimes very good, is what you desire. Yeah? And in this world, it needs two opposites to balance. Sometimes in order to produce a good effect. Only when we are in heaven and there's no good, no bad, yeah? No duality. So take care, be careful before you decide something. You think more than twice. All right? Maybe it is what God intended for you. Just accept it. It's no big deal to be married, no big deal to have a family, no big deal to have children, no big deal to make love to each other. It's just whatever it is, you know. Try to be moderate in all things, yeah? And then when the times come, if God wants to separate you, He will just do that. Even if you want to try to be together, you can't. And when it's not time yet, even if you try to separate from each other, you can't. Yeah? So just take it easy. Take it easy. But bless you, huh? You enjoy so much. The Slovenian people, very pure. I like them very much. Yeah, come home and tell them again. Yeah. It's the first time in Slovenia, but it's made a very good impression. I'm very proud of you. I just want to say I'm very proud of you. Very, very proud. Ah, you like that, huh? I'm very, very proud of you. Very proud of your effort. How do you feel? Feel good? Does it help? Yeah? I really feel good this time. Somehow this Europe tour is very strong, and the one who comes here for retreat are very, very strong. I just had this feeling that you have improved such a great deal since we last seen each other, and really, even God is amazed how you sit there all the time and having no problem in the world. No, no, truly you are great. I'm very proud. I'm very, very happy, very pleased about it. And I was so touched, you know. I was so touched. I could die for you. Yes, I told God, whatever I can do, make your children happy, it's okay. What I mean is that kind of feeling, you know, that kind of feeling that you could lay down your life for everyone else if necessary. I understand why Jesus said he died for his disciples. Yes. That would be the happiest thing to do for him, I guess. Okay, I just want to look at you, all right? And want to tell you that you're really, really good. Really, really good. Thank God. Bless you. Yeah, I feel you sit so quietly and so stably, you know, as if you don't move. Many of you. Yeah, some are really completely gone out of the body. Many, many of you have gone into very, very deep state of concentration, a natural concentration. And I'm so happy, happy. Similarly, you know, beware when God comes. Even during your sleep. Huh? The light comes also. Only when you wake up suddenly, then you realize that something was there. Because the light is still there, you know, and then it disappears in a few seconds afterward. You wake up and feel in the light all over. Huh? That's when you know you have been sleeping in the light. Yes. As I told you, after the initiation, we walk with God every day. We sleep with God. We eat with God. It's just sometimes we are not aware of it. Yeah? Even though you think you don't meditate very well, even though you think you are not progressing, your life progresses nevertheless. Yes. You feel better about yourself. You feel better about many things. You understand more deeply about a lot of matters of life which you have not understood before. Because things go on naturally after initiation. Yeah? We cannot run away from the light. We cannot run away from God once He is awakened. It's just that physically speaking, if we have kept ourselves in a straight line, you know, inside the frame of the measurement of precepts and meditation time and vegetarian diet, then physically we even also feel good, yeah, health-wise, and emotional-wise, everything. We feel more obvious physically. Otherwise, we just feel spiritually only, yeah? I'm so happy this time. I'm so happy to see you really, really progress. And to see the newcomers are truly, truly sincere and truly pure. So they can just sit so long. Or maybe it is the blessing of God this time in Europe is strong. Or maybe because of the war, your heart is more concentrated because you feel that there are dangers everywhere and life is very, very ephemeral. In such a time, our heart are more concentrated. That is true too. You know the story, huh, about Kabir? There was one time a true seeker came to Kabir's house and looking for him for initiation. And his wife say, Kabir is not home. So he say, I cannot wait. I want to see the master. Tell me where he is, and then I run out and find him. So the wife say, he's at the cemetery because somebody just died and he went there together with other people to bury that person. So if you go to the cemetery, so-and-so place, you find him. But this person has never seen Kabir before, and he has never seen his poster hanging in London's hall or anywhere like that. So So he said, but how do I recognize the master? I have never seen him. So the wife said, oh, it's very easy. If you see anybody with light around his body, or at least light around his head, you know, the halo around his head, then it's the master. So the new disciple went out running to the cemetery and tried to look for the master, Kabir. When he came in, he saw everybody has light around their body. You know, all the people in the cemetery together with Kabir, they all have light. So he couldn't, I don't know who it is. So because it was a funeral ceremony going on, so he dare not disturb the parties. So he went back, which is very nearby, he went back to the wife of Kabir and asked, I cannot find the master. Everybody has light around their body, exactly the same. How do I know who is who? And I cannot ask because it's a funeral. It was very solemn and serious. So the master's wife said that, okay, you go back out again. Now they're finished now. They must be finished the ceremony now, and they're on the way home. And then you will see only one person has light, and that is the master. So he ran out again, and truly so. Everybody was on the way home already, nearly to their home, and only one person still has light. Everybody else has no more light. So he knows the master. Of course, it's fine. And later on, he asked the master, why is it when I came to the funeral, when people burying that person, everybody has light. When they're nearly near their home, everybody has no more light except you. So Kabir explained that. Because during the funeral ceremony, everybody feel the uncertainty of life. And they know that they might be the person who'll be buried in that coffin there. So their heart has no more desire or anything that is negative, except thinking of God, yeah? Except thinking of how ephemeral life is, and really try to understand heaven and pray to God in their heart. Therefore, they were close to God. They were one with God, so they had light. And when they leave the ceremony, they left the burial ground, they came home, slowly the urgency of their heart had faded away because they forgot again, and they're chatting away, and they're thinking of mundane things again, and they have forgotten God again, so their light disappear. But the master, who is always with God and in God, we always has light remain around him. So I'm just telling you this story to illustrate that even though disaster is no good for us, war is terrible, but it might have helped us in some certain degree, yeah? And so maybe that's why this time I feel that you're so strong, so determined, and so sincere in your meditation practice. Even the new one has never sat before, sits so well. Yes, so maybe that's the reason. Hmm? God loves you.
It is a joy to have you with us on Between Master and Disciples. We look forward to having you with us again tomorrow for the conclusion of Bringing Love to Europe. And now, please stay tuned for more positive programming coming up next on Supreme Master Television. May your days be joyous and your spirit be bright with the light of heaven.